Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Saints, and welcome to another broadcast of Contending for the Faith. You know who I am. I am your brother. I am your servant in Christ, and you know me as Radio Reformer. Well, my dear brothers and sisters, we're going to continue to break down the 15-minute audio that we've already done four shows on. And we've only covered like 2 minutes. We've done four shows on 2 minutes of the audio because I'm taking my time to break it down for you. And my whole purpose of breaking down the audio and showing you what's in the audio and giving you some clarity, some exposition on what's being said by the chief consecrator, J. Delano Ellis, is to show you beyond any shadow of a doubt that anyone who joins the Joint College of Bishops is a fool, an imbecile, a half-wit, a dunce. And that we're going to do today again. This is program number 5. And we're just taking our time to break it down. If we got to do 10 programs, I don't know how many programs is going to be in the series, but I can tell you we're just taking our time with this audio. By way of announcement, let me just remind everyone that we have two books. I have two books that I am giving away to you free of charge. One is entitled The Joint College, Jackass Church Bishops is the first book. Jackass Church Bishops, showing how the Joint College of African American Pentecostal Bishops has turned the African American Church into a donkey republic. It's a 15-chapter book, over 240 pages, over 250 footnotes. My brothers and sisters, the book is yours free of charge. All you have to do is email me at freechurchbooks@gmail.com. freechurchbooks@gmail.com. Also, I'm giving away the Jensen Franklin book entitled Spirit of Python Dunce, showing how Jensen Franklin's idiotic interpretation of Acts 16:16 proves that he is a biblical moron. You can also have that book free of charge. It's an 8-chapter book, not including the introduction and the conclusion. It's part of a trilogy that I wrote. The first volume is Spirit of Python Dunce. The second volume, Spirit of Python Ignoramus. And the third volume is Spirit of Python Retard. All three books deal with the teaching, the core teaching, the foundational teaching of Jensen Franklin's idiotic Spirit of Python teaching. And that teaching is based on his New York Times bestseller. But really, it is a combination of that book, Jensen Franklin's book, is both a combination of doctrines of demons and doctrines of dimwits. So that's the first announcement. The second announcement is that I have a 95 thesis, and I'm having a little problem with my throat. Forgive me today. I'm just doing a little bit of coughing, and I'm hesitating a little bit here. I've been doing so much speaking. I really need to give my throat a rest, but I can't because I got to do these shows. So you just bear with me, saints, if I hesitate a little bit. The second announcement is, that I prepared back in 2017 as we Protestants were celebrating the 500th anniversary of the Protestant Reformation. You know that back in 2017, I prepared a 95 thesis tailor-made for the Black Church. All 95 broadcasts dealing with one thesis. Each broadcast deals with one thesis, and there's a total of 95. And what I was trying to do was I was trying to duplicate Martin Luther's 95 thesis. But I made one tailor-made to fit the African-American church. All of those 95 broadcasts are right here. They're archived. So all you have to do is go back to the shows I have here. You got to go back to 2017, and you will find those 95, and I would encourage you to start at number one and work your way through all 95 broadcasts. Work your way through. Listen, what you're going to find in that 95 thesis is not in the 22-book series that I'm going to give away. It's not there. In other words, when you combine the 22-book series that I wrote, that I'm giving you the first book in the series, and the other ones are going to follow. When you read the 22 books in addition to the 95 theses, my brothers and sisters, you will be well-schooled in combating, the Roman Catholic invasion of the African American church. So that's my second announcement. So it's a free book giveaway, and also take advantage of a work that I did. I spent a lot of time, not just in studio. I spent a lot of time, not just in the studio, but preparing for that 95 thesis. A lot of time, a lot of hours. In all of 2017, I was engaged in that and writing the books at the same time. So, and as you know, my books aren't, they're not little itty-bitty books. As you know, Jackass Church Bishops is 15 chapters. And the second book I want to give you, Nehushtan Church Bishops, is 16 chapters. So you're going to be blessed. So ask me for the books. Email me at freechurchbooks@gmail.com for the Jensen Franklin book and the Bishop book. And then also check out. I've been bumping into some former students of mine, and I've been telling them about the 95 thesis. They're going crazy. They just love the 95 thesis. They just love it. And some of you who are my former students want to hear me teach again. Well, that's not going to happen. But you can hear me teach here on this broadcast, and the 95 thesis will quench your appetite if you want some of my caliber type teaching. Finally, the final announcement. I'm going to be making a trip down to Gainesville, Georgia, soon. I can't say with certainty when I'm going to go down, because there's a number of variables. One is I need to make sure that I can get a team of men. I'm looking for a team of men that are going to go with me down to Gainesville, Georgia, because I want to go down to Jensen Franklin's backyard. And I have right now I got 5,000 postcards advertising the Spirit of Python trilogy, the trilogy that I'm giving away. But I want to go to Jensen Franklin's backyard. I want to go to his hometown. I want to go where his headquarters church is, because I want to canvass the area for a whole weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I just want to give out 5,000 postcards. And if I get some more money, I might print another 5,000. So my goal may be 10,000 postcards. That's doable. If you'd like to help me with that trip, if you'd like to be a financial blessing for that trip, and some of you are already giving, and I am so grateful for those of you who have already given. But if you would like to give and you haven't given, or you gave once and you would like to give again, just go to our website. Go to www.dailymannany.com, www.dailymannany.com, and just click there on any of those donate buttons, PayPal donate buttons, and give as your heart desires. If you want to give $5, that's fine. If you want to give $100, that's fine. No amount is too small. And right now, one of the things that's going to determine when I go down is I have to have enough money for gas, for tolls. It's a long, long trip from where I'm at to where I need to go. In addition to that, I'm looking to get at least another 5 men to go with me, so that there'll be 3 teams of 2. So this way we can really canvass the area. So I gotta put those guys up in some kind of living quarters. Brothers and sisters, we're going to a Red Roof Inn or a Motel 6. We're not splurging here. We're just looking for a place to crash, to shower, to rest, to sleep, to get up the next day to go out and give some more postcards. So It's going to be a great trip. I'll let you know when I'm going down. I don't know exactly yet because, like I said, a few things need to come together. And once those things come together, then we'll know when we can go. Also, I'm looking to make sure that when I go down to Gainesville, I want to make sure that Jensen is there. I want to make sure that I'm hoping I can bump into Jensen in the street. I hope he gets a phone call and somebody tells him, hey, there's a guy down here. There's a couple of guys down here giving out postcards. And I hope he shows up because I've been trying to get Jensen to agree to debate, and he's been running with his tail tucked between his legs. He hasn't returned any of my I've tried many ways to get to him, and he's playing stupid. He's playing dumb. He's playing ostrich. He's got his head stuck in the sand and his fanny up in the air. He's hiding. He's hoping I'm going to go away, but I'm not going to go away, Mr. Franklin. I'm going down to your neighborhood. I'm going down to Gainesville. And listen, I want to make sure he's there when I go there. I want to make sure he's there. I want to make sure that he knows that I'm not trying to go to town when he's out of town. No, I want to be there because I've been sending him certified letters, return receipt, trying to get him to agree to debate, and he has been silent. So enough of the hiding, enough of being in the witness protection program, enough of, you know, playing dead, playing possum. It's time to man up like Gary Cooper in the movie High Noon. It's time for you to show up in the street like a gunslinger, ready to go mano a mano in a debate, in a series of debates with me. So that's the third announcement. So if you'd like to be a blessing to the ministry, I would greatly appreciate it. And you will listen, saints, it takes funds to do what we're doing. And, of course, we're dependent upon the Lord and upon the free will giving of his people. Well, listen, we've done four shows already on the consecration of Bishop Lafayette Scales. The one who has consecrated him is none other than the Metropolitanus Archiepiscopus of the Joint College of Heehawing Asinine Jackass Bishops, none other than J. Delano Ellis himself. And we've already done four shows. I've broken them down. I don't want to go over everything I've already said, but today we're going to be talking about a subject called simony. Simony is spelled S. I-M-O-N-Y, simony. And it has to do with something that J. Delano Ellis says here. And so let's listen to the audio. I'll stop it where we left off last in our fourth show, and then I'll present the new argument for today's broadcast, which is our fifth show on this audio. So let's pick it up where we left off. Or let me start it from the beginning, and then we'll play it. We'll play it until where we left off, and then I'll begin with my introduction and my remarks as we get into today's broadcast. Here's the audio. This is the consecration of Bishop Lafayette Scales, who, by the way, I've watched some of his videos on YouTube. He seems to be a very nice man. Again, I'm just judging from what I can see on YouTube. You know, he knows his Bible. He's got a mixture of gnaw there. He's into the seven mountain mandate baloney that all of these guys are pushing. He's got that problem, that doctrinal issue there. But apart from that, he's a regular Bible teacher. Nothing to write home about, but nothing to, you know. Not really much to criticize. Now, of course, I've said that this Bishop Scales is a fool. He's an ignoramus. He's a dunce. He's an imbecile. for getting hooked up with Jay Delano Ellis, and anyone who does really doesn't know much of anything. So here's the audio.
Certified to be a bishop among us, we now join together in anointing you with the chrism, anoint your head, that God might open your understanding. We anoint your ears that you may always be sensitive to hear God. Anoint your great finger, symbol of grasping hold of truth. And we pray and anoint your feet. We pray for your feet. I can't get down there. Somebody just get down there and just anoint his shoes or something. Hallelujah. Walk. Don't knock the shine off of them. Just anoint them. Bishop Scales, thou art called of God. And we believed the recommendation and received the report. We lay hands on you now. We touch your head. We pass on to you apostolic succession, the blessedness that comes with this office.
And that's where we left it. We left it by disproving the Roman Catholic doctrine of apostolic succession. We just showed what a fairy tale it is. And like I advised you all, and I gave you all a heads up, there are two books in my series, two books in my 22-book series, which I mentioned. One is called Satanic Succession. That's one of the books in the Roman Catholic Invasion of the African American Church series. It's called Satanic Succession, showing how the Joint College of African American Bishops has as its chief consecrator Satan, the father of all damnable lies. That's the secondary title. Again, the main title is Satanic Succession. The secondary title is showing how the Joint College of African American Bishops has as its chief consecrator Satan, the father of all damnable lies. Now, the scripture that I use to introduce the concept and introduce the book is a scripture found in John 8:44, where Jesus looks at the religious leaders and he looks at the different Jewish religious sect, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and he turns to them, Jesus does, and says, "You are of your father the devil." You are, so they were claiming to be of the stock of Abraham, but Jesus says, no, you may be of the natural stock of Abraham, but that won't help you with God. You are of your father, the devil. Your father, the devil, is your chief consecrator in all things religious. So that's that book. Now, the second book is entitled Simonic Succession. Simonic Succession. S-I-M-O-N-I-C, coming from the root noun Simon, Simon, the name Simon, Simonic succession. And the basis of this book is showing, the secondary title is showing how the Joint College of African American Bishops really succeed, Simon Magus, and Simple Simon in the Episcopate, and not Simon Peter. Okay, now I know that's a mouthful. But let me explain something. If the first book shows that Satan is the chief consecrator, then the second book shows that there are two co-consecrators. As you know, the Joint College of Bishops, which is J. Delano Ellis's organization, they have written in their laws that in their bylaws as a consecrating body, that they will always have three consecrators: a chief consecrator and two co-consecrators. A chief consecrator, which is J. Delano Ellis, he is consecrating. He is the chief consecrator in this ceremony in which they just laid hands on Bishop Scott Scales. So there's always a chief consecrator and two co-consecrators. Well, if Satan is the chief consecrator of the Joint College of African American Bishops, then the two co-consecrators, one of them being Simon Magus and Simple, the other one being Simple Simon. Now, J. Delano Ellis will tell you that you can trace your apostolic succession to Simon Peter, but I would argue, and I do very well in these books, in these two books, I will say, no, you can trace your succession back to Satan. He is the chief consecrator. And then number two, the two co-consecrators are Simon Magus and Simple Simon. In other words, You have a little bit of magician in you, and you have a little bit of retard in you. Simple Simon is the retarded one, and Simon Magus is the magician one. Now, you may claim that you come from Simon Peter, but that's an impossibility, and I prove it in the book. And this is why, and listen, I'm telling you, there are people who can't wait to read these books. But I want you to read Jackass Church Bishops first. Then I want you to read Nehushtan Church Bishops second. Then after that, I want you to read Draconian Tsunami. Draconian Tsunami. That's the third book. And there are 22. And you're going to get them all. I'm going to be benevolent. I'm going to do as Jesus said, freely I have received, and freely shall I give. So, the reason why I mentioned this second book now, and I'm focusing on this second book, Simonic Succession, is because J. Delano Ellis is going to talk about simony. Simony, 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 simony. So let me roll the audio. Let me allow him to continue to speak. And when he happens to come upon simony, then I'll break it down for you, okay? All right, let's go back, and I'll explain who Simon Magus is, because that's where we get the term simony from. All right, here's the audio. Let's go back to the audio. All right, here it is.
A descendant of Jesus Christ and of one of Jesus' disciples, Thomas. Hallelujah.
Now here he's not talking about the Western stream and other consecrations. He's done many consecrations. I have the audios to all the ones that are on YouTube. And there are times when he's consecrating someone and he'll tell them, look, you have the Western stream and you have the Eastern stream of succession. Through the Western stream, he will tell people that he can trace himself, the person who has just been consecrated can trace themselves all the way back to Simon Peter. Then on in this particular meeting, he's telling this individual that he can trace his succession all the way back to Thomas, the disciple of Christ. So that's what he's talking. He's talking about apostolic succession. And in this case, he's not consistent. He's very inconsistent. But in his book, And in many of the audios, he'll always refer back to the person's succession back to Peter. That's the one that he emphasizes the most, and how they have both the Western and Eastern stream of succession, the Western stream going all the way back to Simon Peter, and the Eastern stream always going back to Thomas, doubting Thomas. The disciple of Christ. So, but he's very inconsistent. These consecration services, they're never the same. They're never the same. That's why we have to analyze every single one of them. But they are consistent in one thing, is that they're based on Roman Catholicism. That we can assure you. All right. So now he just reminded Mr. Scales that he can trace his succession back to Thomas, but let's continue to listen, because that's not what we're focusing on in this broadcast. Let's continue.
Let your hand be on him, Lord. Cover him with your blood. Point your hand this way. Every bishop, point your right hand at least this way. Lord, let the glory of you be on him. Let the devil be rebuked everywhere. And everybody that he lays his hands on, I pray that you would empower them. Give them the same blessedness that you put on him. Hallelujah. Come on out of here, Satan. Let the devil be bound. Let your name be glorified in the earth. We give you praise. We give you glory.
Now, again, I don't want to break down the prayer. The prayer is stupid. He's binding the devil. You know you can't bind the devil. He's asking God to bless this man, but you know God is not going to bless confusion. God is not going to bless anything that comes from mystery Babylon. And look, we can break down the prayer, but it serves no purpose. J. Delano Ellis is a confused man. He's telling the devil to get out of him. How are you going to consecrate someone to episcopacy when he's got the devil inside of him? I mean, this is just a dopey prayer. Let me play it for you again, in case you miss those little things. He's binding the devil. He's asking the devil to come out of him. He's asking God to bless mess, which we know God never does. Here it is again.
A descendant of Jesus Christ and of one of Jesus' disciples, Thomas. Hallelujah. Let your hand be on him, Lord. Cover him with your blood. Point your hand this way. Every bishop, point your right hand at least this way. Lord, let the glory of you be on him. Let the devil be rebuked everywhere. And everybody that he lays his hands on, I pray that you would empower them. Give them the same blessedness that you put on him. Hallelujah. Come on out of here, Satan. Let the devil be bound. Let your name be glorified in the earth. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. And thank you for listening.
All right, so that's the prayer. The prayer's over. The prayer is insignificant. It's not. God isn't going to bless any of this. All of these Romish bishops here, dressed in purple and in scarlet, God will have nothing to do with the heart of church except to judge her, according to Revelation 17 and 18. So God isn't going to bless any of that. And God isn't with any of them. And God is not going to put his glory on any of those characters. That's just baloney. That's just a baloney prayer. Now, here comes the important part. Now, listen closely to what he says.
In Jesus' wonderful name. And now we consecrate, we have consecrated you a bishop in the Lord's church. Do those things that become the office. And I say to you what I say to most bishops that I consecrate. Be careful of your right hand. Don't lay your right hand on everybody. Be careful who you pass this blessedness on to. I've got folk I've consecrated. I wish I had kept my hand in my pocket. Let it not be said that you will make... And I'm going to tell you something. I don't feel real badly about it. Because Jesus called 12.
Yes, sir.
And Jesus is God.
Yes.
And one of his was a devil.
Yes.
And he prayed before... See, you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
And Van said, and he prayed before he did that. And that one became troubled to him.
Yes.
And precipitated his execution.
Jesus.
Just be careful. Be careful. Let no man buy your right hand. All you bishops in here, hold your right hand up and say out loud, nobody,
nobody
buys my hand.
And they all perjured themselves. They all lied. They all lied. All right. What is simony? What is simony? I'm going to give you a very simple, I'm going to give you the simplest definition. There's a definition one paragraph long. There's another definition that can be two paragraphs long. I'm just going to give you a sentence. I'm going to make it real simple. This is simony. When you read my two books, you'll get the elongated definition. You'll get the longer definition. You'll get the more theological definition. Right now, I just want to give you the introductory definition. Simony is the practice of buying or selling sacred things. Let me repeat that. Simony is the practice of either buying, you're either a buyer, or you are a seller of sacred things. That's a big sin, simony. A big sin. Again, let me repeat that. Simony is the practice of buying or selling sacred things. Now, it's based on a scripture in the book of Acts. And this is where we get the term for simony. We get it from a man by the name of Simon Magus. And it says in Acts chapter 8, verses 18 through 20, it says, now when Simon Magus, and when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, give me also this power, that anyone on whom I lay my hands may receive the Holy Ghost. So he's a buyer. See, simony, this Simon wants to buy. He wants to buy. And the person he wants to sell him is also named Simon, Simon Peter. So we have a buyer who's called Simon Magus, and we have a potential seller in Simon Peter. So here is this Simon, and he's been watching the apostles. He's a new convert. This Simon is a new convert, a former magician, a former charlatan, a false teacher, turned to Christ, and he came to Christ through the preaching ministry of Philip the deacon, Philip the evangelist. and he heard Philip preach in Samaria, and he comes to Christ. And when Simon Peter and John come to Samaria, Simon Peter and John begin to impart the gift of the Holy Spirit upon the new converts that came to Christ via the preaching of Philip. Simon Magus sees this, and he offers them money. He's loaded. Remember, he's a former false prophet, false teacher. So he's got lots of money, like the false prophets and teachers do in the church today. So he's got a boatload of money, and he says to Simon Peter, he says to the apostles, he says, I'll give you money if you give me this power you call the Holy Spirit. But Peter said unto him, now Peter's a potential seller. But Peter says unto him, your money perish with you, because you thought that the gift of God could be purchased with money. See, can be purchased with money. So now, here is J. Delano Ellis. I want you to listen closely, because he's warning his bishops not to sell the gift of the bishopric. Okay? So here it is again. Here it is. Here it is.
Give them the same blessedness that you put on him.
Yeah, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on out of here, Satan. Let the devil be bound. Let your name be glorified in the earth. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. And thank you for listening.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' wonderful name. And now we have consecrated you a bishop in the Lord's church. Do those things that become the office. And I say to you what I say to most bishops that I consecrate. Be careful of your right hand.
Yeah.
Don't lay your right hand on everybody.
See, the right hand is the money hand. The right hand is the money hand, because today people want to buy into the club. What's the name of the club? The club is the Joint College of African American Pentecostal Bishops. People want to be prestigious. People want to be famous. People want to, listen, there are church folk who are not satisfied with just being called lowly pastor. They want the office of the bishop. So they buy it. They're in buying mode. They're like Simon Magus. Give me this power. Give me this office. And then there are sellers. Who are the sellers? Well, the sellers are the consecrators. And that's why J. Delano Ellis says, watch your right hand. Watch it. Don't lay. And again, listen closely. I'm trying to decode this for you.
We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. And thank you for listening.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' wonderful name. And now we have consecrated you a bishop in the Lord's church. Do those things that become the office. And I say to you what I say to most bishops that I consecrate. Be careful of your right hand. Don't lay your right hand on everybody.
Well, like I said, the right hand is the money hand. As a consecrated bishop, you can make money, boatloads of money. You can laugh all the way to the bank, but not to hell. Now you can laugh all the way to the bank, but you won't be laughing all the way to hell. And the way you can laugh all the way to the bank is you take your right hand and you create your own bishop factory, where you're spitting out bishops like cockroaches in the projects. You know how cockroaches in the projects multiply? Well, you take now that you're in the club. Now people are going to seek that you lay your right hand on them, and that's the money-making hand. That's the money-making hand. So J. Delano Ellis is saying, watch your right hand. Don't lay your hands on everybody now. Listen to what follows now.
be careful who you pass this blessedness on to. I got folk I've consecrated. I wish I had kept my hand in my pocket.
But you didn't keep your hands in your pockets because you like the money. And yes, listen, saints, look. Let's say if Jay Delano Ellis says, I don't like that comment you just made and I'm going to sue you. Well, listen, it's very easy. If he sues me and because he doesn't like what I just said, well, I have attorneys. And my attorneys will say, okay, you can question, his attorney will question me and my attorneys will question him. And we'll say, Mr. Ellis, now we're going to question you now. How many people would you say you've consecrated? And how many consecrations have you participated in? And he'll spit out a number. He'll say, well, a ballpark figure is I've consecrated. Okay, you've consecrated 500 people, Mr. Ellis. In those consecrations, were you just a co-consecrator or a chief consecrator? Well, since he's been the Metropolitanus Archiepiscopus since day one, that means that he's never been a co-consecrator. He's always been a chief consecrator. Now, chief consecrators get more money than co-consecrators. You see, the chief consecrator is the big enchilada. That's the big enchilada. And the bigger the enchilada, the bigger your bishopric will be. So you would ask him, okay, now, Mr. Ellis, you've been the chief consecrator of how many? 200, 300, 500. Okay, now, as chief consecrator, how much money have you received for every consecration? Well, I don't get no money. Well, no. Can we see your bank records? We want to see how much money you've been getting. How much money do you get for each time you operate as chief consecrator? And listen, it's not just money that you get. It's gifts. And I explain all of this. See, indeed, when I write it in the book, when I explain it in the book, I tell you all the different ways in which these consecrating bishops get paid. And all of it has a dollar value to it. So this is why Jay Delano Ellis is very, he's trying to tell this new bishop, now, don't go crazy now, trying to make the money back that you laid out. Because remember, this Lafayette Scales had to lay out so much money to get in the club. But he can make that money back once he starts laying his right hands on people. You got it? Did you get it, saints? Okay, this is simony. This is when you try to buy a gift or an office. And it's based on Acts chapter 8, verses 18 through 20. Simon Magus came buying, but Simon Peter wasn't selling. Simon Peter said to Simon Magus, thy money perish with thee. You thought that you could buy the gift of God, the office of God, with money. Your money perish with you. You are hell-bound, Mr. Simon Magus. And that's where we get simony from. So here's Jay Delano Ellis again.
Let it not be said that you will make, and I'm going to tell you something, I don't feel real badly about it, because Jesus called 12, and Jesus is God, and one of his was a devil, and he prayed before,
Now, again, he's doing a disjustice to Jesus because he's inferring that Jesus was conned by Judas. The Bible says that Jesus picked Judas and knew that he was the betrayer. Jesus was never caught off guard by Judas. Jesus knew who Judas was from day one and had to pick him so that all prophecy could be fulfilled. Now, Jay Delano Ellis is saying, I don't feel so bad because it happened. What happened to me happened to Jesus. Well, listen, fool. It only happened to Jesus because prophecy had to be fulfilled. It happened to you because you didn't keep your hands in your pocket. Like you said, I should have kept my hand in my pocket. That's right. You should have kept your hand in your pocket instead of having your hand out to grab the money. Simony. The selling of offices. The transferring of spiritual power based on money. Here it is again.
We give you honor. And thank you for listening.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' wonderful name. And now we have consecrated you a bishop in the Lord's church. Do those things that become the office. And I say to you what I say to most bishops that I consecrate. Be careful of your right hand. Don't lay your right hand on everybody. Be careful who you pass this blessedness on to. I've got folk I've consecrated. I wish I'd have kept my hand in my pocket.
Yeah, because you were too hasty. And you only saw the greens. You only saw the greenbacks. And you only thought about building your organization. And you didn't wait to hear from God. You didn't do like the church in Antioch, who only moved, who only separated, who only ordained after the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul. This is not about the Holy Ghost saying. This is whether J. Delano Ellis says. When you listen for the voice of the Holy Spirit, and when you wait until he speaks, you don't make mistakes. You don't make mistakes. Here's more.
Let it not be said that you will make the, and I'm going to tell you something. I don't feel real badly about it. Because Jesus called 12.
Yes, sir.
And Jesus is God.
Yes.
And one of his was a devil.
Yes.
And he prayed before. See, you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
And Van said, and he prayed before he did that. And that one became troubled to him.
Yes.
And precipitated his execution.
Jesus.
Just be careful. Be careful. Let no man buy your right hand.
Oh, but they just bought yours. You're the chief consecrator. Listen, saints, listen. Listen, let's not be naive. This is big money here. This is big business. Between the consecration ceremony itself, where he operates as chief consecrator, these parchments are expensive. The rings, the crosses are expensive. The jewelry, the paraphernalia, the uniforms, the vestments. My brothers and sisters, please let us not be naive. Let us not be naive. Since time immemorial, people have been buying church offices. They've been buying church positions. Let us not be naive. Here's more.
All you bishops in here, hold your right hand up and say out loud, nobody,
nobody
buys my hand.
Thank you.
They're liars. They are liars. when you lay out the kind of money that you have to lay out to join this club, you're going to want to make it back by laying on your, by laying your right hand on other people. Now, let me share with you two separate incidences that I had. One time I was in Brooklyn, New York. Over at a church, and they were having a dinner at this church, and I just happened to be there. And the pastor of the church sat me next to a bishop friend of his. And this bishop and I got talking, and I knew what he was into. I really wasn't interested, but I was trying to be cordial because I was sat there. I was told where to sit. They just happened to sit me next to this bishop when we're talking. So he asked me if I was a bishop. I said, no, I'm not a bishop. And so he was a little taken aback because the pastor, a former student of mine, just loved me, and I thought very favorably of this former student of mine who is pastoring this church, and I'm just there to provide support. And so the pastor of the church just went on and on and on to tell the bishop, you know, about who I was and blah, blah, blah. And so this, my former student was singing my praises. So when my former student went to take care of some business that needed to take care of, and I was left alone with the bishop says, well, why haven't you become a bishop? I said, well, I'm not interested in becoming a bishop. I'm just happy where I'm at and what I'm doing for Jesus. He says, oh, I thought maybe you weren't a bishop because of the cost. And I said to him, well, I wouldn't know anything about that. He said, oh, it's expensive. I said, expensive? And he said, yeah. And I said, well, what organization? And he told me the organization, and it wasn't Jane Delano Ellis's organization. It was not Jay Delano Ellis's organization. The man kind of implied that he couldn't afford to join Jay. I don't know what that meant when he said he couldn't, you know, he couldn't afford to join Jay Delano Ellis's organization. I don't know what he meant by that. I don't know if he couldn't meet the academic standards or the spiritual. I don't know what he meant by that. But then he went on to tell me that for starters, it cost him $15,000 to get three consecrators to do his ceremony and to sign his document that he was a legitimate bishop. I says, the 15, yes. He says, I have to give the chief consecrator $5,000, and I have to give each one of the co-consecrators $5,000 just to have those three individuals lay hands on me and sign my episcopal dispensation, which is like the document that deputizes me that now I'm a legitimate bishop. That cost me that alone. He says, we're not talking about the ring, we're not talking about all of the other, you know, vestments and equipment and all that. I had to come up with $15,000 for those guys. Now, brothers and sisters, that's simony. That is simony. You are selling church offices. You're selling a position, the position of bishop. That's simony. So now that opened my eyes. Then on another occasion, I happened to be at another event in Queens, New York, and on this event, they sat me next to two bishops. I was in the middle. There was a bishop on my left hand, a bishop on my right, and they asked me when I was going to be a bishop. Now, these two individuals knew me, and I knew them, and they asked me when I was, and I said, well, I'm not really interested in becoming a bishop. I'm happy where I'm at. I'm happy with who I am, and they said, oh, we thought, you weren't a bishop yet, or you wouldn't want to become because of the expense. I said, what do you mean? Well, he says, you know, it's $5,000 to get each. I said, $5,000? Are you sure? And I said, because I heard that before. Oh, yeah, it's $5,000 per person, and you need to have three people to sign your document. So now, those are two different occasions where I met with two different groups of bishops, or one was one bishop and another two bishops, and they told me, I wouldn't know about figures, I wouldn't know how much any of this costs, I wouldn't know how much the vestments, I know the ring's expensive, I know the pectoral cross is expensive, I know that, you know, your crozier and all your vestments and all of your slippers, your stockings, your little beanie, your skull cap, all that stuff is expensive. And you just can't have one outfit, it's multiple outfits. It runs in the thousands of dollars. Your parchments, the documents that are signed, and oh, I mean, they're massive. I mean, these documents this is, brothers and sisters, this is expensive stuff. So I wouldn't know because I've never joined any of these organizations. I'm only telling you that on two separate occasions, God orchestrated that I would sit next to people who will offer up this information. So, you know, I just took note. I just took note of what, and I said, that's interesting. One guy in Brooklyn a year ago tells me that it was $15,000. Now these two guys are telling me it's $15,000. It's got to be true. The guy in Brooklyn doesn't know these two guys. They don't know him. He doesn't know them. Two different organizations, none dealing with J. Delano Ellis, and J. Delano Ellis's Episcopal organization is the leading one. Is the leading organization. Because J. Delano Ellis's organization, the Joint College of Pentecostal Bishops, offers you two streams of succession, where these other organizations are only offering you one. So if the lesser organizations are charging you $15,000 for starters, $15,000, my brothers and sisters, $15,000 for starters, I can only imagine how much J. Delano Ellis. And again, they may not be getting anything, but I doubt it if he's saying this. Listen to what he's saying now. Listen to this.
He's consecrated you a bishop in the Lord's church. Do those things that become the office. And I say to you what I say to most bishops that I consecrate. Be careful of your right hand. Don't lay your right hand on everybody. Be careful who you pass this blessedness on to. I got folk I've consecrated, I wish I'd have kept my hand in my pocket. Let it not be said that you will make it. And I'm going to tell you something, I don't feel real badly about it. Because Jesus called 12. And Jesus is God. And one of his was a devil. And he prayed before, you see what I'm saying? And Van said, and he prayed before he did that. And that one became troubled to him. And precipitated his execution. Just be careful. Be careful. Let no man buy your right hand.
See, if they buy your right hand, if you offer yourself up as a consecrator or chief consecrator, in essence, and you take the money for you to lay hands on somebody's head, like you had to give money to somebody to lay hands on your head, that would be called simony. Simony. Now, this is why we have to ask ourselves, why is it that these bishops are multiplying? It's like the bishopric, I mean, there are bishops coming out of the woodwork. Well, it's a moneymaker. It's a moneymaker. That's what it is.
All you bishops in here, hold your right hand up and say out loud, nobody buys my hand.
Back in the 4th century, back in the 4th, in fact, circa 390, there was a document written called the Apostolic Constitution. We're going back in time 1,600 years. 1,600 years. There was a document called the Apostolic Constitution, and it was a document written so that all churches may be governed by the same rule of faith. And this is what it said. It said, if any bishop or even a presbyter or deacon obtains his office through money, let him and the person who ordained him be deprived. I'm going to read that again. And this is what all the churches back circa 390, they all agreed on this document. It's called the Apostolic Constitution, and it's quite lengthy. And it reveals a lot of how the church thought and how the church safeguarded the office in the different offices in the church. It says, if any bishop or even a presbyter or deacon obtains his office through money, in other words, if you call for $15,000 so that you can have a chief consecrator and two co-consecrators lay hands on you, it says, let him and the person who ordained him be deprived. Be deprived of what? Well, obviously, be deprived of their pastoral office. It goes on to say, and let him be entirely cut off from the communion of the saints as Simon Magus was by Simon Peter. In other words, we're to do to that person what Simon Peter did to Simon Magus. Tell them, let thy money perish with thee. And this is found in chapter 7 of the Apostolic Constitution, a great document for those of us who study church history and are well-versed in the early centuries of the Lord's church. Now, the other thing that we know about simony, there are two major branches to simony, if you will. There are two things that allow us to understand this, what the sin of simony is. Two things. First, the person who tries to buy an office, whether it be the office of a bishop or an archbishop, or buys the office of a prophet, whatever office you're trying to buy, the first thing that we're reminded of is that you remind us of Simon Magus. See, that's the first thing. Anyone who wants to buy an office, or anyone who wants to join, let's say, the Joint College of Bishops, anyone willing to cough up that kind of money to get into that kind of a club, to have that kind of an elite status, anyone doing that ought to remind us of Simon Magus, how shallow he was, how he didn't have God in his heart, how he thought he could buy the gift of God with money, how he thought he can bribe God, if you will. That's number one. So it speaks to the person who's willing to do it. It speaks a lot about their spiritual character, and it just testifies that it throws a big question mark on their salvation. Can this person be saved if they can be swayed to buy an office or to buy a gift? And the second thing about simony is that the people who take the money, see, the one who gives the money reminds us of Simon Peter. The person who is giving, willing to give the money, reminds us of Simon Magus in their shallowness, in their lack of understanding the true meaning of ministry. They just think you can buy these things. So the person who's doing the buying reminds us of Simon Magus and how Peter kicked him out of the fellowship and kicked him out of communion and told him, beat it and let your money perish with you. That's the first thing. But the second thing is that the person who takes the money lies about it. All these bishops who take this money and lay hands on people, when you ask them, sir, did you take money to do this? No, I didn't take money to do this. No. It's just part of my ministry. Well, they've just perjured themselves. They lied. It's called perjury. And this is why if ever I get in trouble with the Joint College of Bishops, I know how to get out of trouble. Put them on the stand. Have my attorneys remind them that if they lie under oath, for each lie is 5 years. And you get them on this question of simony. How much money did you take to ordain Bishop so-and-so? Oh, I didn't take any money. Okay, now let's bring Bishop so-and-so on. Bishop so-and-so, how much money? Now remember, Bishop so-and-so, for every lie you say, it's 5 years in jail. Bishop so-and-so, how much money did you give consecrating Bishop so-and-so to consecrate? Well, I had to make out a $5,000 check. You see, it's perjury. The person who takes the money tries to hide the fact that they took the money. And this is what J. Delano Ellis is trying to correct, but it's uncorrectable because everyone who got into the club wants to make their money back. And then some. And then some. And they're not going to listen to him because they see him making money. Is he making money? No doubt. You think he's doing this for free? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Do prophets prophesy? Do prophets in the black church prophesy for free? No. They tell you to get online and give such and such money so that you can activate God. Well, the way to activate the bishop is to give the bishop, the consecrating bishop, what the consecrating bishop wants, or else you won't get consecrated. That's how you activate the consecrating bishop. And J. Delano Ellis knows that this whole thing has run amok. And he's trying to stem it from getting worse, but he can't because they're all addicted to having their hand out to grab the money. This is a moneymaker, saints. It's a moneymaker. Each bishop now who's been consecrated by J. Delano Ellis can go put his right hand on somebody and get that money. Get that money. Do you know that during the Middle Ages, whenever a pope died, that when the cardinals were called to Rome to vote on the next pope, do you know that all those cardinals came with their personal bankers? Because they were going to wheel and deal and buy the cardinal with the most money was going to wheel and deal and buy the office of the pope. It's called simony. And Rome was taking everybody's money. Everybody's money was good as long as they had the most. My brothers and sisters, I can show you, I quote you footnotes in my book where the historians tell us that when the cardinals would come together to elect the next pope, each cardinal brought their own banker, brought mules. They would bring donkeys full of silver and gold so that they could wheel and deal to see who would buy the office of the pope, because when you became pope, you made all that money back and then some. This is called simony. Simon, my brothers and sisters, this thing is cursed of God. God isn't in any of this. Just like I showed you that God isn't into their form of apostolic succession. God is not into their form of apostolic succession. He's not. Because succession was a thing that was an idea created by the heretical group known as the Gnostics. Christ and his apostles did not promote succession. It was unknown to the church. The ones who brought that to the fore were the Gnostics. And then the church took it from them and said, we're going to adopt it because we want to show that, because the Gnostics claim to come from the apostles. And the church said, well, we can't stay behind. We got to take some, and we have to show that we come from Peter. And that's how the devil got the church to copy the Gnostics. And we did a show on that. My brothers and sisters, we need to stay away from the Joint College of African American Pentecostal Bishops. The organization is tied to Rome. Plain and simple, saints. Plain and simple. And look, I'm only at the 3-minute mark in this audio, and we've done five shows, and we're at the 3-minute mark. 3-minute mark. So, saints, let me remind you to tune in once again tomorrow. I'm going to be in studio tomorrow, and we'll have another show tomorrow, and we will continue this tomorrow. I hope and pray that all of these broadcasts are a blessing to you, how I'm breaking down the audio, how I'm trying to give you some understanding, how I'm trying to show you that none of this that the Joint College of Bishops does, none of it is of God. Just stay away and love the Lord and stay connected to Jesus and serve your brothers and sisters and love them in the love of the Lord and do your neighbor good and reach out to the sinner man with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I love you. Stay in touch. Ask me for the books. Email me at freechurchbooks@gmail.com for Jackass Church Bishops and Spirit of Python Dunce, and I'll get them off to you. God bless you, saints.